You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay.
Oh, we lost him today.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
One of the good ones.
And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers is your artist of the day. The telephone number here. I'm gonna say this 26 times.
I know.
Bill Withers is your artist of the day. It is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It is your time to get the grievances on the air, to get them off your chest. If you don't have time to join us on the radio, you are more than welcome to join us on the text line, and that number is 22980. Sam, if you will take us to wait. We haven't done the intro.
Yeah. Or the honorary first grievance of the day,
which I'll take again. Which, by the way, goes to you because Rebecca is in Lansing. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
So is this when I do my grievance?
No, that's when you play the sound.
Well, that's not that's not how we normally do it, but okay.
Or we could remind everyone they can watch us on Facebook Live.
Well, that was going to be my grievance.
Okay.
I quit. Sam, just grieve and then play the damn Thin Lizzy thing.
I am not having very much success of getting the Facebook Live going, but I will work on it throughout the hour.
All right, fine.
And I don't miss the Thin Lizzy song, so just grieve away.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Come on, let's go, let's grieve. Sam, I'm out of my comfort zone, so I kind of screwed everything up. If you have a grievance, this is your time to share it, my friend.
No, it's totally fine. So I was really excited, actually, about this whole screen sharing idea of getting to screen share the Zoom room onto a Facebook Live. However, as I said before, I played the Festivus Friday sounder. I am severely struggling to get that set up. But like I said, I will continue to try to work on that. And once it's up and running, I'll let you guys know. And you can tune into our Zoom room on Facebook Live.
Right on. Because everybody knows we were doing Zoom earlier this week. And then one person, and I said the first person that puts a penis or something else on that Zoom room, we're shutting it down. And then somebody went and put porn on it, and we're shutting it down. So we're working on getting the Zoom room so you guys can watch the show live and in person from your homes without some idiot getting online and doing something we're not supposed to do in front of kids. Because whoever did that, you're a jerk. You're a stone cold. You're my grievance of the week. You're a jerk. You ruined all the fun for everybody else. So I hope you sleep well tonight. And I'm not going to say something I shouldn't say. Sam, will you bring us our first caller of the day, please?
Let's go to Josh in Kansas City.
Josh, what up, man? Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Parks. I have a problem with you.
Okay.
If you have not read the Constitution, you will realize that the president does not have the authority to do a nationwide shutdown. For someone who has a journalistic degree, you have not read the Constitution.
Where in the Constitution does it say he doesn't have the authority?
Have the authority to do a nationwide shutdown.
No, that's not what I... Josh, hang on just a second. Before you get all uppity with me...
I don't know the actual line in there, but if you do the research, do a Google search, Google's your friend, you will see...
Well, Josh, Google would also be your friend. Where in the Constitution does it say he does not have the authority?
He does not.
Where?
The United States government does not. That's why he gave the authority to the governors.
Josh, where in the Constitution does it say he does not have the authority? That's all I'm asking you. You said in the Constitution it says he does
not. The Constitution does not allow him to do that.
In what segment of the Constitution does it say the president does not have that authority?
Hello?
That's a lot of silence. Did we lose Josh?
I think we lost Josh.
Okay.
So take that, Scott Parks!
He hung up on you.
People are very uptight right now about the Constitution that apparently he doesn't read either.
He most certainly does have the authority. It's called martial law. And the president only needs to incorporate or institute martial law, and he has every authority to shut down the entire country. The president has not done that. This is not a... People think every time that I say the president needs to shut down the country or whatever, that this is some sort of criticism of the president. I'm not criticizing the president. We're not engaging in politics. We're engaging in policy.
It, just to clarify, Scott, I'll be the voice of reason here.
I am the voice of reason.
Such an order would be unprecedented in American history.
That is correct.
But some of the president's top advisors have said publicly they would be open to it. He absolutely has the authority to do this.
Yes.
It would be unprecedented, but he could do it.
Yes, he would. I think, having a journalism degree, by the way, Josh, I think was your name. I don't say that disparagingly. I think your name was Josh. Having a journalism degree certainly does not give me any sort of legal knowledge nor political science knowledge. But I do believe all the president would have to do would be incorporate the martial law, which has not been incorporated in a long time.
Yeah, he would have to invoke, Scott, an executive order and state that this is a national emergency akin to war, and the war that we are in would be against coronavirus.
Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
It is Festivus Friday. That's Kansas right there. By the way, if you missed the news, Missouri has just issued a statewide shelter-in-place order. It is effective on Sunday. Alabama fell today. Missouri fell just now.
And the others will fall.
Sure, we will.
Also have an update. The president just came out and said it is now recommended that you cover your face in public. And this isn't a grievance because I understand that things are changing by the hour and it's a moving target. But someone just posted this from New York, and this is so true, Scott. It's three texts back to back to back from the health department, okay? I'm going to read them. Number one. The city urges you to save medical masks for our healthcare workers and first responders who truly need them. Next hour. Face coverings are an added precaution to protect others in case you have it but don't have symptoms. An hour later. New Yorkers, please wear a face covering when you go outside and near others. It could be a scarf, bandana, or one you make at home. And she brings up a good point, and I think we all have this grievance. Someone just pick and tell us what we're supposed to do. I don't want to take a mask from a healthcare worker, nor will I. If I'm supposed to wear a bandana, I'll do it. But I think we're all in agreement when we grieve about the mixed messages from the beginning. America just wants to be told what should we do. I'm happy to cover my face, but pick one and let's go with it.
And why not just shut down the entire country? I understand the previous caller's point. He's wrong, but and that's okay. But why not just shut down the entire country?
Force the remaining eight states to make the order?
Force the other 10% of Americans who are not being ordered. I mean, 91% of Americans are being ordered to shelter in place. And by the way, that number just went up because Alabama and Missouri have finally joined the list. But we're still looking at South Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. Why not just issue a national order, shelter in place, let's quit screwing around? Why not?
Because I think they were hoping the states would do what is necessary, and we're seeing that that's not happening.
Okay. Let's go to Annie in Shawnee. Annie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for keeping me and my roommates sane, because we'd be going a little stir crazy without y'all.
Aw.
And my grievance is actually the same as Scott's. My grievance is with the dimwit that ruined the Zoom meetings for all of us, and I sincerely hope he loses internet for the next 3 months.
Hey, you know what? I am not counting us out yet. We are working creatively behind the scenes to figure out how to bring it back next week. I promise you that.
Without some idiot posting things online that we don't need to see. Or at least the kids definitely don't need to see. Yeah. Annie, appreciate it.
I hope you stay safe, sane, and healthy.
Well, same to you.
Hey,
Annie.
And Annie, you too, while we have you there, how many roommates do you have?
Just my mother and my cat.
Oh, well, you tell your mom and your cat hi, and I hope that your mom remains in good health and stays inside, and we all get through this unscathed.
Oh, well, thank you, Dana.
Be well and be safe, okay? Sam, do we have any others on the text line or on the phone lines who want to grieve?
Yeah, let's go to Pat in Olathe.
All right, Pat. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hi, guys. My grievance is with local grocery stores that are price gouging.
On what?
Can I name stores?
Or you cannot name the store, but you can name the product.
Okay, products. Number one, eggs. A local grocery store, $1 a dozen. Okay, that's fine. Another local grocery store that I shop at a lot. Last week, you couldn't find dozens, but they had packages of 80 eggs, and they were selling them for $28.88.
Wow.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm not finished. Another one, no hand sanitizer, but at the checkout was a sign that said you can get hand sanitizer at our customer service. You go up to customer service, and they had little tiny bottles. I'm saying, maybe the 2-ounce size. 2 for $8, and you had to buy 2.
Mm.
Now, and then the grocery, the local one here by where I live in Olathe, that has the takeout grill, you know, where you can order.
You're giving way too many hints right
okay,
now.
Okay, whatever. All of them have the takeout places. Well, anyway, you can get a hamburger and fries for $9. Now, is that a deal or what?
Now, but wait a minute. Now, I forgot it was Festivus. Never mind.
And buy a package of ground chuck for under $9 and get 8 hamburgers out of it to freeze.
Can I sort of challenge your grievance texter?
Yes.
Or caller?
Yes.
You can go into the grocery store and get the ground chuck, right?
Right.
And it's relatively similarly priced to what it was prior to the coronavirus, correct?
Well, I don't know. I haven't bought meat in a while, but I'm saying prior to this.
Okay. You don't have to order out.
I don't. I won't.
Okay.
I won't, because I don't know if that cook that's fixed my meal has washed his or her hands.
Well, we would assume they have, and we hope they have, right?
Well, you would hope so.
I mean, just as much as you would the butcher who put together the package of ground beef that you're going to buy.
Well, that's what I said. I haven't. I've been eating frozen things out of my freezer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Caller,
I mean, eggs, give me a break.
Okay.
Do appreciate the call. 576.
You know, this is why they can't shut down the liquor stores.
Hand signals, Scott. Hand signals.
I'm going right at 6 o'clock. I'm barely hanging on here.
Dana, 30 more minutes. Just 30 more minutes. That's all I'm asking.
It's 32. I just checked.
You're almost out of here. You're almost on your way to the liquor store. 576-7798. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. The problem with this song, just not enough cowbell.
Hey, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live's not doing Saturday Night Live right now, are they? Or are they?
I don't think so.
I know
Conan is doing his show from home.
Yeah.
I think Fallon is doing his show from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen anything about Saturday Night Live. I have no idea. Sam, send us to some people, please.
Let's go to Lulu in Kansas City.
Lulu.
Oh, hi, Lulu.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. That's one of my favorite names.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you so much for everything that you're doing for us and keeping us grounded, sane, and informed.
Thank you.
Well, I'm drinking right now, but thank you, Lulu. Go ahead.
I'm not.
Well, my grievance is the people who know what's going on and how serious it is, and they don't keep their 6 feet social distancing. So I'm in the market, and someone's all over me, literally on my side, on my other side, next to me, in front of me, breathing on my neck. And literally, I just try to inch forward and keep moving my cart and just give you the clue, hello, you're too close. Finally, he just gets to my left, and he's, like, trying to get in front of my face. And I have to say, excuse me, but coronavirus, 6 feet social distancing, why are you so close to me? And he says, oh, and I said, if you continue, I'm going to cough on you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cough on you because that's the only way you're going to get it.
Ooh, oh, now, Lulu, I wouldn't go coughing on people because I'm afraid you'll get arrested.
No, I wasn't, but it was just a verbal, like, please be aware that you're very close to me. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get you sick. But here you are invading my space, and I'm susceptible to I don't know what you have.
What did he say when you told him to?
He totally ignored me. He acted like I didn't say anything. He stepped back and continued to do what he was doing. I finally got fed up and got off the line and went to the customer service line. He didn't get it.
I'm sorry, Lulu.
It's okay. You know what it is? It's just being conscious of what's going on, conscious of you don't know what I have, I don't know what you have, and let's protect each other. But no, people are just in their own world about their own things, and they don't think about other people less themselves.
All right, Lulu, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Sam, send us to the next.
Wayne in Olathe.
Wayne, what up, brother?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, it's going well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I know that it's grievance time, but I mean, I can't find masks and whatever problems are out there, but I really wanted to give a gratitude moment. Scott, you know my wife. She teaches classes at some of the places you go. And I just want to give a huge shout-out to my family and how they have stepped it up during this time when we, all seven of us, I have five kids, are stuck at home doing Corona Academy. And they've really stepped it up. They're doing all sorts of stories and getting along, and it's been great. So I'm actually very grateful for how my family's come through this and how the community's coming together. I know we all have our worries and problems, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to the radio show for making us laugh and smile, but also just to everyone who's doing their part.
What's your wife's first name? Don't give a last name.
Kristen.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, of course. I know who you're talking about.
And I feel for you guys on your Zoom meeting. I work in cybersecurity for a place, and we've had to button up and do some things because of some of the Zoom bombing that's been going on. where people have been jumping in and doing dumb things. They didn't do it to us, but it's been crazy. So you can get through it. I know there's ways you can do it. It just doesn't make it as easy.
And you got five kids at home. I know you guys are going nuts.
We're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, I'll tell you that.
Do you Zoom them from the living room?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it needs to get that bad, but we work through it. You know what we do is each kid gets a day. So that, since there's 7 days a week, there's seven of us, each of us gets a day, and that really tamps down the whining and you know, somebody wants to do this and that. You're like, well, on your day, you can do that. And
wait,
then they self-police.
Wait.
That's real helpful.
This is interesting.
I need you to explain this to me because this sounds like a great idea. Explain to me exactly what you do.
So, yeah, this was something I wanted to implement right away, thinking, oh, brother, this is going to be a nightmare. Because our oldest is autistic as well, so he really has a hard time with this stuff. And so what we did is we dedicate one day to what that child or person who has that day wants. And so whatever movie they want to watch, whatever TV shows they want to watch, what game they want to do, what they want to have for lunch or dinner, that kind of thing. So then we all have to participate in that. You know, whether it's their favorite card game, board game, maybe they're playing a video game, they have to try to include the family, but that way there's not the constant fighting of who gets to do what, who wants to do what. So each person has their day.
Mm.
I highly recommend it.
Dana, take notes.
Oh, I love the day system, although with a slight variation. With seven people in the house in 7 days, I thought he was going to say, everybody gets one day to do the chores. I thought it was going to be the opposite. Like, if it's your day, today is your day. I'm sorry that today is, you know, Tuesday, but today's your day. You can do it either way.
Well, I think that's what he's saying, is that today's Tuesday, so today would be Willem's day, and Willem gets to watch whatever he wants.
Well, but he was saying they get to pick the movie, and I'm doing the opposite. On your day, it's your day to do the dishes and to do the laundry and to clean the cat litter and to wipe down the surfaces.
That's antithetical to your day.
Right. Yeah. Wayne is trying the opposite. Wayne is trying to maintain sanity. Dana is trying not to do chores.
Right.
Because guess whose day it is every day in this house right now?
Dana's.
Guess. I'll give you one guess whose day it is. It's my day in the morning. It's my day in the afternoon.
Here we go.
It's my day at night.
Here
if I see one GD bowl of oatmeal left in a bowl again, I am going to blow my lid. Do not leave oatmeal in the bowl. It's like wallpaper paste. Why? Mm-hmm. And do you know what? Ramen isn't even food. I'm not even buying it. I don't want it. I don't want to clean it.
There's no doubt. I mean, sorry. You were talking?
Did you air your grievance?
No, every day's Dana Day.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I feel better. Thank you.
We were waiting for that all afternoon.
That Michelob kicked in quickly.
Yeah, it did. What are you drinking? A Bud Light seltzer?
There aren't enough Bud Light seltzers to get me through the next 30 days, Scott.
Man.
It's like toilet paper.
Dana, you just fired off on all cylinders. I don't even know what to say about your grievance right there, but it was bad. I mean, I heard fist pumping. I heard fist pounding. I heard anger. I heard frustration. I heard a grievance.
I did not realize one could hate oatmeal to the extent that I hate oatmeal.
Kelly has a question for you, Dana.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're doing everything?
Not everything, but
you feel like you're doing almost everything?
Yeah, I'm going with 99% here.
Because I heard you during a commercial break say, LJ, throw your clothes in the washer, I'll wash them.
I know. I.
So who's
the
doing
house
the
house doesn't run itself.
Who's doing the laundry over there, Dana?
I do the laundry.
Who's cooking the dinners over there, Dana?
I cook the dinners.
Who's emptying the dishwasher over there, Dana?
Five times a day.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Dana?
And I love the environment. I love the environment, but we've gone to paper plates, or Mom's going to lose her mind. We've gone to paper plates. I'm sorry.
And
I'm
Dana?
Sorry for the dolphins, and I'm sorry for the seals.
Stop.
We've gone to paper.
Who created this compound of a house that you live in?
Oh, damn it. Why did you do that?
We're all just trying to get through the next 30 days or 60. I can't even think about that right now. But we're trying, and I've gone to paper plates.
Do you feel like you're the Westboro Baptist Church without the hate?
Sounds like there's some hate.
You're like
a religious compound without the I don't hate gay people.
Flag might be flying upside down outside. Just saying.
You done lost your mind.
Doesn't that mean crisis?
if the American flag is flying upside down, it means there's a crisis in this house. That is correct. You are the Westboro Baptist Church without the hate for gays.
No, I'm not going that far.
Is anybody allowed in or out?
I'm allowed out.
Sorry, what was that? Was that a Budweiser seltzer?
Yes, it was. It's very refreshing.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This is
also very refreshing.
Also equally refreshing. Cool it at a very comfortable 36 degrees.
Myself a frosty mug.
Best was Friday continues in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
All aboard!
This Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let us get to the phones and let us let the people grieve, my friend.
Let's go to Steve in Harrisonville.
Steve, what up, brother? Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, I know you guys aren't going to agree with me, but my grievance is with the city and the police. I'm a truck driver locally, and I think it's sickening how the police have been sitting down on Front Street every day just about pulling drivers over, giving them BS tickets for $200-$300. And then you see them sitting down here on 4971. The other day when you had that drive-by shooting that went along, and where was the police at? You had 10 of them, 3 of them on bikes and 7 cars sitting down there trying to pull my mom over and going 5 miles over the speed limit going to the store. And I think that's disgusting how they're trying to shake down the people that's out here trying to make a living.
Thank you for the grievance, number one. Number two, you said you were a truck driver?
Sam, is he still there?
Oh, did we lose him? I wanted to ask him some things. I love our truckers. Our truckers are like the heroes right now.
I couldn't tell because of the way the police is treating us. It's ridiculous.
Well, tell me, what do you haul when you are hauling your goods that are helping keep America running? What are you hauling?
Toilet paper.
Oh.
Where's your truck right now?
Now, wait. I want to know. Do you feel you got to lock that truck down?
I think Sam was afraid something inappropriate was going to be said.
No, bring him back.
I tried. He didn't say anything.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Sam, who's next?
Stephanie in Wathena.
Hello, Stephanie in Wathena.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay, so I'm a pediatric home health nurse, and I'm considered an essential worker. My patients' parents are essential workers. I think this whole country needs to be on a lockdown, and just, like, the only thing open is the hospital. That being said, I can't get toilet paper anywhere, and I can't convince my husband that the little 3-square rule will work if you use it. And my gosh, if he's listening to this, he's so going to kill me for putting that on the radio. But that's my grievance. I can't get toilet paper, and we're going to run out if they do what I want them to do. It's not going to happen. But that's
is he a water? Does he wad it?
Oh, my gosh. It's like the Wheel of Fortune, Dana. I mean, you know. Hit the thing, and it, you know, you can hear it going, and So he tells me if we run out, he will do the boudet in the shower thing. But, you know, I don't want to get to that point if we don't have to.
Amen.
Now wait, caller, describe the three-ply rule.
You get your three squares of your three-ply.
Yep.
That's it.
I was an Army nurse. I grew up with a very frugal family.
And I grew up in the Army. What do you do with the three-ply? And I'll know if you were really an Army nurse if you answer this correctly.
White fold, white fold, white fold.
Yep.
You know, if you run out, you can get one more square, but you better use it wisely.
You wipe, and you fold. You use that toilet paper twice at least, correct?
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
You can get four out of it, Scott, if you're really...
really an expert.
Yeah, if you're really good. But I'll tell you this. Here's the crazy thing, caller. I am 48 years old. I grew up in the military, and I still do the three-ply wipe and fold. I still do it to this day, and I'm 48 years old.
I'm 49. My military thing didn't come out of me, so, I can't drill it in time. I'm not a good drill instructor, I guess. But
Hey, and thank you for what you're doing, working with our pediatric population. That's critically important right now, and we appreciate your work more than you know.
Oh, it's at home. And, you know, I'd love to be home. I know you're going crazy, but I'd love to just be at home and be safe and not out amongst us. It is making me quite anxious. But
you do what you do, and we'll see you on the other side, okay?
Amen, brother.
Amen. God bless you. Sam, let's get one more in here real quick, and then we got to go.
Joshua and Gardner.
Oh, God, I'm scared. Joshua, hello.
Hello, guys. And let me preface this by saying that my wife and I are absolutely blessed at the fact that we get to work from home. We are non-essential, and we get to keep our jobs and work from home, and I appreciate that. But we have four sons, all boys, ranging from age 18, who's a senior in high school, all the way down to four. Yes, I know. Yes. So, anyway, as we've got to work together, we have realized that we really kind of like each other. I mean, way more than probably what we thought that we would like each other. And there is a level of affection that my wife has had for me. I don't know whether maybe she didn't think that I actually worked hard. I don't. Maybe she's like more impressed by me. I'm not really sure what's going on, but as she's seen me work hard, like there's things that are, you know, she feels like, hey, let's take some time off from work and do some things. But my children are being a bunch of little, a-holes.
Oh.
Can I say that on the yeah.
Well, you did.
So I'm trying to get, I have actually been paying the senior in high school to take the other children, just drive them out in the country. I mean, let's.
No. Don't say that.
Just for a drive. You're just saying for a drive.
Just for a drive. We'll drop off. We got to run. Sam, pot it down. I got some things to say.
He didn't say it was a one-way drive.
He pretty much did.
He didn't say it.
He wanted to have some alone time. Wink, wink.
We got to run, everybody. May God bless you. Give me that music back. There it is.
Very demanding today.
Have a great weekend, everybody. I wish you nothing but the best. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, somebody said earlier today in an email, maybe it's Sam Stevie the last. Okay, that's not funny.
Who said that?
Mike Kennedy. Pot it down. I don't want to pay for it.
Are you okay, Scott?
I'm fine. I'm telling jokes that I got on email earlier today. So, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, be well, and be good. We will see you on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Good night.
a celebration.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.